The Senate is working on a measure that would regulate complicated securities known as derivatives, set up a consumer financial protection agency, and help Washington break up large banks that are failing. During a speech at the UW-Milwaukee, Vice President Biden said the measure is the proper response to Wall Street's failures over the last 2 years.
People say to me, well, Lewis, guarantee there'll never be another crisis. No. But what it does guarantee is we're modernizing the system in a way that allows us to deal with the crisis we know that it was at hand, what caused it, how to fix it.
Biden and Secretary Geithner also took questions from the audience. Most of the questions were not challenging, but Geithner answered one that suggested the Wall Street bill should be tougher and put a cap on the size of big banks. Geithner says the measure modifies an existing cap, but says bank size isn't everything.
Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers were not very large institutions, and they brought the system to the edge of the collapse. Paul Krugman wrote recently that the Great Depression was a crisis of small bank failures, not large bank failures. The most important thing is to constrain the risks they take.
In response to the Democrats' visit, the Wisconsin Republican Party said the Obama administration is in damage control mode, traveling across the Midwest to try to spin their miserable record on job creation. Some businesses say the Wall Street bill could limit legitimate use of derivatives. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.